Topic 3. Terry Fox. Listen and answer question number 1. Students, I have a question. What can you do if you are in despair, or if you lose a leg, or if you have an incurable disease? Luckily, we don't have such serious problems, but there are lots of people who are in bad situations and even now are trying to overcome their difficulties. So today, I want to talk about a person who overcame his difficulties and went on to help people until he died. His name was Terry Fox. Terry Fox is a very famous man in Canada. He is famous even though he has been dead for more than 25 years. That is, longer than he lived. He was a real man who freed himself from the barrier of his difficulties and did not give way to despair. Terry Fox was raised near the city of Vancouver in British Columbia, Canada. He was an active teenager involved in many sports. At 18 years old, Terry was diagnosed with bone cancer. His right leg was amputated 15 centimeters above the knee. While in hospital, Terry was saddened by how cancer patients suffer and by how many of them were children. So he decided to run across Canada to raise money for cancer research. He named his run the Marathon of Hope. Terry trained for 18 months and ran over 5,000 kilometers to prepare for his run. On April 12, 1980, he dipped his artificial leg in the Atlantic Ocean and started his run. He ran 42 kilometers a day. Along the way, he collected money for cancer research. However, on September 1st, after 143 days and 5,373 kilometers, Terry was forced to stop. Cancer had appeared in his lungs. Terry never finished his run. He died on June 28, 1981, at the age of 22. Terry has never been forgotten. People are inspired by his remarkable marathon, so every year across Canada and in other countries around the world, people continued Terry's run. They run and they collect money for cancer research, just as Terry did. To date, over $360 million has been raised in Terry's name.